The University of Colorado Events Center is usually filled with cheering crowds who flock there in the thousands for basketball games and graduations.
Okay.
But on this sunny summer morning, the arena has been reserved for just 50 people. These public health officials, private emergency crews, police, and church volunteers are all focused on a safety drill. The church volunteers wear fluorescent orange safety vests to make them easy to spot in the event that someday they must deal with large crowds of frightened citizens. And they are prepared for my somewhat unusual question.
Does anyone here have smallpox?
I don't. No one here has smallpox.
That's hardly surprising. Thanks to worldwide efforts, the last known case of smallpox occurred over 20 years ago. In the United States, the risk has been so minimal, doctors stopped vaccinating against the disease in 1972. But there's always a chance that terrorists might release the deadly virus. This is the reason for today's smallpox drill, as volunteer Terry Owen points out.
We are training today so that we can train others, so we can get more volunteers, that we'll have lots of personnel if this actually did happen, and they'll be well trained.
Live viral vaccines like the smallpox vaccine are not recommended during pregnancy.
Volunteer training today begins with a video produced by the Government Centers for Disease Control about smallpox vaccinations. As one group pays close attention to the video, another gets ready to simulate a mass inoculation program.
If they're concerned that they might be pregnant or they might be HIV positive, we can do testing here.
Boulder County Immunization Program Coordinator Pat Hood explains to the volunteers playing healthcare workers how to advise other volunteers who are playing the role of citizens who want to be vaccinated.
If none of those issues apply, then they're just directed right on through here to the vaccination site.
At that vaccination site, the first volunteer rolls up his sleeve to time how long getting a shot might take. Ms. Hood says he will not be vaccinated.
What we're doing is everything except actually poking people, because we want to get the time down.
Inoculating these volunteers today would make them immune to smallpox. But as participants at this mock drill are learning, many national experts believe the risk from being vaccinated is greater than the risk of contracting smallpox.
When there is no disease against which to protect ourselves, just the potential for disease, then we ought to be very careful about how we vaccinate.
William Schaffner is the chair of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt University and an outspoken skeptic of mass vaccination campaigns for smallpox.
When you can make people ill with the vaccine, and some seriously ill, then you have to proceed with care. And unfortunately, we have only this very imperfect smallpox vaccine to deal with at the present time.
Dr. Schaffner says America's longstanding policy of vaccinating for measles, diphtheria, and tetanus during a child's regular pediatric exam makes sense. Those are common diseases with vaccines that are considered safe. In contrast, smallpox has been eradicated around the world, and the risk of getting sick from the smallpox vaccine is relatively high. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta estimates that the vaccine causes serious side effects in 1 out of every 1,000 recipients and is fatal in 1 out of every 1 million. That's why the CDC recommends that the smallpox vaccine should not be administered to pregnant women, anyone with a weakened immune system or the skin rash eczema, and people at risk for heart attack, such as smokers or those with high blood pressure, diabetes, or high cholesterol. And a mass inoculation campaign is not necessarily the best strategy. According to Colorado's chief medical officer, Ned Colange, it's possible to contain an infectious disease without vaccinating everyone.
What many people don't realize is that mass vaccination is not what got rid of smallpox. What eliminated smallpox from the human species was ring vaccination and usual epidemiology techniques.
Ring vaccination is a focused form of emergency inoculation in which health officials identify the ring of contacts for a person with a serious contagion. Those contacts are vaccinated, then the search widens for the ring of their contacts. This method has successfully contained many disease outbreaks, for instance in a community or school where people have been exposed to hepatitis A. Even when a vaccine is not available, the technique can still be effective. For instance, ring quarantines have been a key to containing the spread of SARS. Dr. Collange says that if an outbreak of smallpox ever did occur, health officials might use a combination approach, conducting a mass vaccination in a huge ring within a community where the smallpox has occurred, then staying alert in regions where no one has yet come down with the disease. But, as Boulder County's Public Information Officer Jim Burris points out, it always helps to test things before you actually have to do them.
I think everybody learns from practice and actually, you know, instead of just thinking what if, kind of going through a plan and executing that, making it, you know, real.
Thanks to today's drill at the CU Event Center, Mr. Burris says he's confident that all 300,000 residents of Boulder County could be vaccinated for smallpox in 3 to 5 days. What's more, he says this exercise has improved the area's ability to respond to many other emergencies, including hazardous spills, floods, forest fires, or the outbreak of a different deadly disease. Shelley Schlender in Boulder, Colorado.